share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Just yesterday, the 9th of January, it was reported that about 100 students of SMK Dabang, Kelantan, were unable to attend class on the first day of the third term as the train that normally took them to the school did not stop at their station. According to the report, the train was supposed to arrive at Kuala Gri station at 7 a.m. to get them to school. However, after 30 minutes of waiting, about 100 students at Kampung Kuala Gri went back home when no other trains arrived to pick them up. It was said that the students depended on the train to get them to school, as they would have to travel about 10 kilometers. KTMB says fault was on an employee. A statement released by KTMB stated that an employee has been suspended after investigations. The statement also confirmed that the Shuttle Timuran No. 51 train left Tumpat station at 4:05 a.m. but did not stop at Henshin Kuala Gri at 7:08 a.m. as it was supposed to. They apologized to the students, parents and the school for the situation and promised to make improvements to ensure that there won't be a repeat of the incident. KTMB's chiefs personally apologizes. In a post this morning, the 10th of January, KTMB shared a post which stated that their chief of operations, Mode Zain Mat Taha, and head of operations control of Zur Zakaria had gone to the station to meet the students to personally apologize for yesterday's incident. They also stated that the representatives of KTMB went on to ride the train with the students all the way to the school. Netizens praised them for speedy response. Following the announcements by KTMB, netizens took to the comments section to praise them for the speedy response and for taking action. A few even commented that certain government ministries and agencies should look to KTMB as a good example. Well done, KTMB. Hopefully your speedy response will be an example for government agencies and ministries, said a user. Another said, I hope that the government can learn from KTM's response. Suspend ministers and officers whilst investigations due to mistakes happen. However, some netizens were torn on what form of punishment would be the most appropriate for the driver. One user said that the driver should be fired to set an example. On the other hand, another user commented that they should not lose their job and that a reminder was sufficient. Do you think that the employee should be suspended? Let us know in the comments. Also read, delay in MRT due to technical issues causes massive backlog of crowd with zero social distancing. Source. Sinoharian Source. Sinoharian Source. KTMB. Facebook Source. KTMB. Facebook Source. KTMB. Facebook Source. KTMB. Facebook Source. KTMB. Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.